Moto 1.3's fashionista is now apparently the city of Rochester's fashionista, Joan Lincoln.
Well, let's not go that far, but I do have a really new fun assignment. I have been asked to join the chief fashion officer, Megan Mundy, for Fashion Week of Rochester to assist her in all things Fashion Week of Rochester.
So how many hours of your life will this take for
I don't know. Whatever Meg needs. You know, the efforts, you know, have been going on since 2010, the first launch of Fashion Week of Rochester for the Center for Youth. And I've always been involved, you know, from the standpoint of being a small business owner.
Right.
And so now I get to sit in the office and do the planning.
Do you have an official title?
Oh, I don't know. My daughters gave me the lifestyle consultant.
I like it a lot. Okay,
and then Meg asked if I would style a segment for the October show, specifically because, you know, she likes the way I style things.
Beautiful.
For the runway. So I'm really looking forward to that. But we took a tour of the space for the May show. It's at the Arbor Midtown. I can see it right from the studio.
Oh, beautiful.
And it is a beautiful, it used to be a bank. So
it's gorgeous in there. Yep.
And then the October show is at the convention center. So I brought a few ideas to the table, which they loved.
Good.
And we're going to do a Swifty casting call. So stay tuned to that. Yeah. And then we're going to do a whole thank you, Beyonce, for the Texas Hold'em.
Wow.
We're going to do a whole group of line dancers with
that's great.
Cowboy hats and boots and, you know.
Oh, how fun.
Right? Isn't that great?
Now that Joan's involved, it's exciting.
I know. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see what you things that happen because of your involvement.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. And the response has been really wonderful. So I'm glad that I have that image out in the city of Rochester.